is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Tuesday, January 28th, and it's a lovely 11 o'clock in the morning. And once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for today. Today, we actually have guests. We have the president of the Bahamas Bridal Association, Miss Leslie Pinder, who's on her way up. She's actually downstairs. I just sent Aaron to quickly usher her up. So we'll be starting hot about her event. In fact, they have like a two-day event. Come for the Romance Trade Show, which is going to be on February 2nd, 2025, at 12 p.m. through 4 o'clock. And that's $25. And let me make sure I get all of that. And also they have another event. There's a trade show and then there's another event which she's going to go in detail about. But before then, I want to get in detail about what is the Bahamas Bridal Association, who are its members, why should people join that? And then, of course, we're going to transition into events that they are hosting. Of course, the trade show and the secondary event. I'm going to go and read up on everything because there's a conference. They say, come for the Romance Conference and Network and Lunch, which is scheduled, again, like I said, Friday, January 31st, right, at the British Colonial Hotel, right? It's going to be their premier event designed for romance industry professionals, their vendors, and their influencers. And a number of people are in that industry now, the influencers, professional and vendors. And it's going to be like a trade show where they learn the best practices. And I want to know who should attend. So we'll be going into detail about that. And of course, the annual bridal trade show. So it's one that's going to be like a training best practice event or professionals inside the industry, and the other will be about the trade show and buy it. And I see Miss Pinder is walking in, and I wonder if I should take a commercial break now and then have her settle in and so that we can start our show and start directing. So let me indicate to Kermit right now as he transitioned, and we can take our early break, right, and then we'll have Miss Pinder settle in. And then, so we could start our conversation. And again, this is Miss Leslie Pinder, who is going to be joining us from she's the president of the Bahamas Bridal Association. And she's going to give us detail about her two events, Come for the Romance Trade Show, and also, what is the next one is again? This is Come for the Romance Conference and Networking Lunch. So we're going to be talking about two different events, and we're also going to be talking about her reign as president and who all can join this Bahamas Bridal Association membership and go in detail about that. But we're going to take a quick break, so just have her settle in and so we can start that. This is Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. We'll be right back.
Show me Bala boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bala hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl, everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day, and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick around the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Pender is carrying a new line of tile, the Sky Series of Porcelain. Comes in four colors, tones, and shades. There's Sky Noir, Sky Azure, Sky Glance, and this one, Sky Gris. Sky Gris, as you'd imagine, gives you a smoky kind of feel. It's not heavy and depressing, but gives the area a chill feeling. The Sky Series comes in two formats, 24 by 24 at 530 a square foot, 12 by 24 at 525 a square foot. I really like this series for big spaces, and being porcelain, they can take a lot of traffic. The Sky Series at Pender Tile.
Alpha Sounds Promotion presents Back to Love, an unforgettable evening of smooth R&B vibes and cherished memories. Join us at the Nassau Cruise Port on Saturday, February 15th for a spectacular all-white affair featuring live performances by soul sensations, Freddie Jackson.
Hey everybody, it's Freddie Jackson. I'm coming to Nassau, Bahamas, and we are looking forward to the night of love.
Also performing Regina Bell. Also featuring Bahamas' very own Essence Band, Back to Love. Saturday, February 15th. It's a spectacular all-white affair at the Nassau Cruise Port. Get tickets online. BahamasEtickets.com. Plantation Bar and Grill. Big Boys Cafe. And Tropics Bar and Grill. For more, 863.
And I hope to see you there. Make it like it
was. This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
Good morning, but welcome back to Guardian Radio AM 96.9 Guardian Radio. Of course, again, we have Miss Leslie Pender, who's the president of the Bahamas Bridal Association, BBA, right? How long have you been president, by the way? And welcome, first of all.
Thank you, CA. Thank you for having me. I was just elected president on the 14th of January, I think it was the 14th of January.
So you a new president, like a new bride?
I am a new president. Okay. I wouldn't say new bride.
But like a new bride?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and just give us a synopsis on what is the Bahamas Bridal Association. So those people who are in the business but not a part of the association could understand that it's something to join.
Okay, so the Bahamas Bridal Association, otherwise known as the BBA, is the only entity sanctioned by the Ministry of Tourism with regards to weddings, destination weddings, or anything of that nature coming into the Bahamas. Those persons who would have reached out to them through their social platforms or their website will then be forwarded to us for us to action in terms of, you know, if they want to have a wedding, if they want to do engagement proposals, or any other celebratory event. And our association is made up of wedding planners, ministers, photographers, makeup artists, floral and cake artisans, you name it. Any profession that's related to the wedding and event platform. So that also includes like concierge services, taxi drivers, or that type of situation.
And how does, you mentioned taxi drivers, tour guides type thing, right?
Yes.
How do they get involved in the BBA be members? Or is there a membership?
There is a membership. They can follow us on our platform, BahamasBridalAssociation.com, and our Instagram and Facebook pages. The information is there that you can basically go to find out how to register to become a member. And membership is paid by dues annually. And, you know, we welcome all in the profession.
Okay. And this year, you're having a trade show and a conference?
Yes.
Okay. Which one is first? And then we'll start talking about that in detail.
Okay. So the first one is the conference and networking lunch, which will be on Friday, January 31st. It's going to be at the British Colonial Hotel. And we have three dynamic speakers. We're excited about it. We have our host, Charlie Pender, who's going to pull it all together, and Our networking lunch is being hosted by Manda Panda. So we're thrilled, very thrilled, to be hosting this event this Friday.
Okay, you said networking lunch, right? Mm-hmm. I want to know who should be attending. And can I attend? Those persons who are not members, can they attend? That's what I want to know.
Yes, it's open to the public. So anybody basically in business will be able to benefit from this conference, okay? Dive into our speakers. Our first speaker is LaShanta Smith, who will be speaking on harnessing the power of social media, okay? Social media is a big thing, all right? She'll be speaking on all aspects as it relates to that. You have a business, you want to promote your business, or you've been promoting your business. Some people don't know what to post, when to post, and how to post in order to drive traffic. So LaShanta will help us to gain that insight as to how to go about capitalizing on social media platforms. The second...
But before you move that, will LaShanta take questions? Like, say, well, yes, how do I do this? And
yes, she will have a period for question and answer. Okay, so don't worry. It's going to be action-packed. Okay, very exciting and very educational. The second speaker will be Raquel Wilson, who is an attorney at law. She will be speaking on building the perfect contract. A lot of businesses in the Bahamas, we like to do business by word of mouth or on WhatsApp, even though it has a timestamp, but there's no signature. All right? So she's going to be able to teach people how to build their contract, what to say, what to add, what clauses to include, so as to safeguard yourself and your business, as well as the client.
So this is like a small to medium business networking, where you can, if you're not necessarily in the bridal field, but I want to capitalize on what's trending and how to improve the services of my business, I can attend this?
Yes, yes. This is for everybody. Okay. If you're in business, even though we're the Bahamas Bridal Association, this information, this is valuable to all persons in business. Okay. So I don't foresee anybody leaving there without a whole wealth of knowledge, okay? This is something that will help you.
What about a groom or a wife? I want to leave there with something tangible in my hand.
At the conference?
You call it a networking conference.
This is true. Well, they can come and they can network at lunch. They may be able to meet somebody. Who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a possibility.
Are there matchmaking services, service providers as a part of the BBA network of service providers?
Not as yet, but perhaps we can probably look into something like that at a later time.
Okay, cool, cool.
Yeah.
Let's go. You mentioned LaShanta, you mentioned Raquel. Who else is a speaker?
Well, we have a powerhouse in the wedding and event industry in the U.S. and basically on a...
Are you important talent too?
Yes, we're important talent. Our keynote speaker, her name is Terrica, and she is a very well sought after wedding planner, business coach, and educator. Okay, so she's flying all the way down from Brunswick, Georgia, to our beautiful islands in the Bahamas to speak to our industry professionals. Okay,
I want to concentrate on wedding planning, because once upon a time, only once, I assisted in planning a wedding, my own, right? And I thought I could do this by my own. I could say, man, this is easy. I'm not sure why people need to hire a wedding planner, and I could call this and call this place. But you saying that there are intricacies. Thanks very much, because I was struggling with that word, Aaron. That nuances that I may not be aware that professional wedding planners can see and help you and go in detail. And at this conference, those talents and skills will be taught or exposed and explained to various wedding planners?
Yes, mm-hmm. And it will also be an opportunity for them to build on what they know already. Okay, because some of our practices may be dated. Okay, these speakers are going to bring new trends and new ideas to the industry at this point. Trends are changing daily, okay? And as wedding planners, you need to be well-equipped so that when you meet with your clients or you reach out to your clients or you or whatever, you know what to do, how to do, and when to do it.
So I've seen Destiny weddings all over social media, and it's bright and colorful and colors, right? And to know that the Bahamas is one of the premier destinations where people from around the world come here to the Bahamas to do that, and that you all have an association where... clients can be team up with right. various professionals. How does that go about? And also, I see you bring in an international speaker to talk about new trends, right? How is the Bahamas matching up with these high-end destination places?
Well, Tarika will be speaking. Her topic is no dozing on the closing. Okay, so she is basically, you know, when we do probably a lot of consults, but guess what? Do we always close the deal? So she is going to be focusing on how to win that client from start to finish. No dozing on the closing. So you got to be alert. You got to be on top of your game when you present yourself to these clients, when you present the services that you're able to provide and the options available here in this mm-hmm. in this country. Okay? We have a lot of islands out there. So it's not just for the foreign market. We're also covering the domestic market as well, domestic tourism. We have islands like Exuma, Abacos, San Salvador. All of the foreigners are flying here to get married on our islands. Why are we not capitalizing on that? So as a wedding planner and as a part of the BBA, if you wish to, you know, secure a planner or a service provider within our membership, we can accommodate all of the things that you need. Photography, cake, stationery, decor, all of the ministerial needs that they have. You know, all of this we can provide.
I work in a former life. I work as a concierge, right? At a high-end hotel in the Bahamas. And, of course, we partner with wedding planners. And, in fact, the hotel itself had a wedding planner. But there were times when I needed more information. So can concierge join the BBA and be aware of what's trending, what's the best practices, and
yes.
so on?
Yes, they can, yes. Because if they're offering a service, whether it's domestic or whether it's foreign, they need to be aware of all elements related to the industry. And we're there to help. Last year, we did, I was VP last year, and within the membership to be able to help to educate our planners, not to say that they weren't educated already, but just to speak about, you know,
expose them to an expanding industry.
We had Chef Johnson. He came on, he spoke about catering, you know, how to select different menus based on your clientele. Mm-hmm. All right. We had a sommelier who spoke about wine pairing and what drinks work best mm-hmm. with certain foods. We had photography, Sean Johnson from J. Michael, who spoke about, you know, what clients are looking for as a final image or in their images. What you as a photographer are looking for from the wedding planners to make sure this and, you know,
I mean,
the final product is
something as simple as photographers and the people who actually set up the room, coordinating.
Yes. Yes.
So we understand where the photographer's ideal shots are coming from. We understand where we need people to line up and how we need them to move through the room so that they don't interfere with the prioritized pictures, right? All kinds of small, like, and for destination weddings, like, you may have to explain to somebody, hey, listen, I know it doesn't seem important, but it actually takes you 30 minutes longer to get into a limo and out of a limo in full wedding garb than it does normally. You got to add 30 minutes to every stop to ensure that you hit your timelines.
But another thing, too, is as simple as you may say a wedding planner is not necessary or an assistant isn't necessary. Just managing people for photography could be an issue. You know, some family members, they just want to take pictures with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
If you mind them, they'll be there all day taking pictures.
Mm-hmm.
So the timeline from the ceremony to the reception, sometimes you often wonder why it's taking so long, because these family members I want a picture. You know that kind of way? So management is key.
A wedding coordinator is like a professional best friend, Nuri, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you need to have this relationship with the client that they trust you and they feel that you understand them, but you need to deliver everything
yes.
right professionally. So one of the things I've noticed is that you need somebody who could wrestle guests and tell them, no, you can't be in every picture.
And be diplomatic with it.
Exactly, professional with it.
So does the BBA have a database of professionals? Like I say, I need an affordable photographer. Yes. I could call you and say, hey, I need affordable.
Okay, so let's back up. CA, would you call it affordable?
Well, I mean, because, you know, affordable is out of every subjective. Okay,
so there is the marriage.
Okay.
There's the ceremony, yes. But what do you think is the most important element in terms of vendor services for a wedding? Out of all of
them. You tell me.
Okay, photographer, right? Because you want those memories, those pictures to last forever. You know, sometimes we may find a picture or two from our grandparents' time. It's black and white, little blurry, but that's the only memory of that wedding or that celebration.
So what about
a photographer is very important.
What about the florist? You have a database of florists.
We have florists. We have everybody. Ministers, florists. If you want to get your hair done, Nuri, we could work that out, too.
You have a portable AC person on your list?
We have that, too.
I thought I had
it. Okay, you want regular support.
Yes, we have a good support team.
So this conference is happening on January 31st. That means this Friday coming?
This Friday coming.
Walk me through that day.
Okay. So the ballroom doors open at 8:30 a.m., okay?
Ballroom? Where are you talking about this ballroom?
British Colonial. Back at British Colonial.
And valet parking available where my parking is.
It's not free, though. I need you to pay for it.
Valet parking is available, but it costs.
It costs, yeah. Okay. I can't remember. I think it's 20 or 25, but remember now you get to park there for the day in a safe environment. So, you know, you just walk to the pull-up, you walk to the door, you give them the key, blah, 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 and you go inside.
And right? Look at them dead hard.
Yeah. Okay?
Okay.
It's open at 8:30. We have little light continental breakfast. Little pastries and stuff, so don't come looking for boiled fish and sauce, all right? Then the conference starts promptly at 9 o'clock. Now, we're not dealing with local time. We're dealing with international time. We want to start on time.
Professionals.
So basically, y'all also have somebody who can coordinate the bride to be at the wedding on time?
For weddings?
Yeah, because of course it's become a cultural thing where people say you're supposed to expect the bride to be late. No.
These days, fashionably late is not the order of the day.
Yeah.
Okay? Time is money and everybody is on the clock. Mm-hmm. Okay? Not that we're rushing persons, but you know, it's very insensitive if you have guests waiting, you know, for long periods of time because you decide you want to be late. Mm-hmm. Okay? So we're operating on 9 o'clock for 9 Friday.
O'clock. Okay.
Okay. Once our session starts, we have our host. She's going to take it over. The business segment runs from 9 to 1.
Explain what you mean by business segment.
Business segment means all of the business-related stuff with the speakers and all that kind of stuff. That's what I mean by business.
9 to 1.
9 to 1. Then we break into the networking lunch, and that will run until about 3:30. It's a buffet lunch.
Okay. I just want to ask what networking lunch means.
Yeah, we have BBA members who are going to be present. Mm-hmm. So if you want to network with our members, they're going to be there. If you want to ask questions, if you want to join the BBA, by all means, the platform is available.
So that's why I can approach Tanika Lady and LaShawn Raquel and ask questions.
You can ask questions, yes. Mm-hmm. And so there will be... We anticipate a very, very successful event on Friday.
If it's 9 until when?
9 until 1 for the business, and then after that until about 3:30. Same room.
So 9 to 4-ish.
9 to 4-ish. Mm-hmm. Well, let's just say 3:30-ish. So if you have to do school pickup, you still have time to go to school.
And what's the cost of this?
This is $175.
$175.
And today, I'm going to announce right now that if for some reason that you cannot be there for the entire day, we can offer you $125 from 9 to 1 for the business segment.
Okay.
Because, you know, we have to pay our bills at the British Colonial. So if you can't spend the whole day and join us for lunch after, $125 is our offer at present.
For the first session.
For the first session.
Okay.
So the full price is $175, but a half session is $125.
$125, yes.
And where can I register? Because is it too late to register, by the way?
It's not too late to register. You can go on there's a QR code there, okay, attached to our flyer. You should see. Do we have a flyer posted up?
I have the flyer on my page. Let me go and share it on my page again.
Let's post up the flyer. But with the $125, I'll need you to just send us a note so that we can send you our banking information so that they can do a direct deposit and then just send us a screenshot. All right. Okay,
sure.
Because Canoe will only allow you to process the 175.
I understand.
But I can share my contact over the phone,
please,
over the airwaves. 456-4920. 456-4920. Feel free to message me if you are interested in attending a segment only. My co-chair is Jasmine Wright. Her contact is 477-1405. Okay, so either myself or Jasmine.
That's the right dress?
The right dress, yes.
Now, on your flyer, right, it says, or on your website, it says, we're going to learn about or be exposed to the latest trends, best business practices, and innovations in the wedding and event planning sector, right? So outside of the specific wedding planning space, right, what other
events?
Or not events necessarily, because we're all in the same space, but industry specialists, right? Because two things I'm thinking about is, do you have people that help me put together the best honeymoon package in the destination that I'm having the wedding?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
This is awesome.
You know, like engagement packages or...
As well?
Room setups or beach setups. Is that what you're speaking about?
I'm thinking, I won't get... Listen, I's a Garland.
Right.
If I get married, I won't get married on Garland Key.
Right.
It just makes sense, right? Mm-hmm. But now I have the wedding. Now I want to do like maybe a retreat. And since I've invited people here, I want the whole group to have a few days on an island, you know, at an island resort or something like that.
That can work. We have catering teams.
Okay. They could pull together
we
the experience.
We have lighting. We have DJs. We have musicians. We have persons who even prepare, you know, their specialty boxes for bachelorette parties or retreats.
So if I have a bachelorette party, the BBA can assist me in planning that?
Yes, because we have hosts. We have MCs that we can refer you to.
See, like imagine I went to school in England for a little bit, right? And I know a lot of ravers. They go to big festivals and they camp out for, say, like 2 days, right? I want to have my wedding on the island. And then the 2 days after... Mm-hmm. We go into a lovely rustic island style retreat where I got a DJ and there's just music all day. It don't have to be super loud. We don't have to disturb the other islands, right? Mm-hmm. But I just want like 24 hours of just music and my guests could relax and dip their toe in the sand and the water.
We have all those resources, saxophonists, DJ artists, if you want the smoke machine, those cold sparks, everything.
Yeah, to build the ambiance for that space.
Yes.
The next thing is, outside of wedding and romance event organizing, will there be speakers or are the industry partners also engaged in other type of event planning?
Yes, they are. There'll be others, yeah.
All right, because I'm thinking Halloween has become a big thing. Are people interested in curating and sculpting, events for these themes? I think about scavenger hunts.
I was just going to say that because even though we are quote-unquote wedding planners, we are planners as well.
Yes.
So it covers other things. Like you said, Halloween, if you just want to do a scavenger hunt, okay? I had a client who wanted to do a pajama party with the family over the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we cater to all different types of events that you need. We also deal with event management. Mm-hmm. You may not be able to afford to hire a planner from the onset. You may want to plan your own wedding.
Mm-hmm.
So we can come in possibly the week before or the month before and just do event management. And we'll carry it straight through to the end of the event.
Okay.
We're talking to Ms. Leslie Pinder, president of the Bahamas Bridal Association, BBA, Destination Wedding, a conference happening this Friday. This Friday at a British Colonial Hotel. That event is $175. But however, you can do a half-day event, which is $125, a special price that she's put through. And at that event, the host for the event will be Sherilee Pinder. We have an international speaker who's going to be the headline speaker, Tarika.
Tarika.
Let me pronounce the woman name wrong, right? And she's going to be talking about no dozing on the closing, how to close the event. And
close
of course,
deals, close deals.
Thanks very much. And of course, there is local speaker LaShanta Smith, and her topic will be harnessing the power of social media. And there's also going to be Raquel. Thanks very much. That's why I have you here. Raquel Wilson, building the perfect contract, right? And that event is going to be running from 8:30 to about 4 o'clock on Friday. And it's not too late to make your booking. Pay your money. And give me your phone number one more time before we transition to the next one.
My phone number is 456-4920. And then my co-chair is Jasmine Wright, 477-1405. So any of us can help you with the information for the bank transfer for the 125 special.
Okay. And is the Bridal Association partner with anyone to bring this event to come out?
Just to Ministry of Tourism. Okay. And then the other vendors who are sponsors and booth holders, vendors for the trade show.
Okay. But now you have two events happening. Yes. You're having the conference and also you're having a trade show.
Yes.
And you know, I could ask you what you mean by trade show and which date it is and explain who should attend that.
Well, trade show is geared towards couples. So if you got engaged over the holidays.
And I don't, and I frustrated already, I could trade him in and get another one?
No, not that kind of trade show.
Okay, right. I know, okay. But because official, we come to the office, we ain't doing it informally.
I understand. But if you've gotten engaged, mm-hmm. recently been engaged, this is the place that you want to be. We have a select group of vendors, namely the right dress. You know, you need a dress, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kingsman Collection, you need the groom to look sharp. We have decor vendors in couture designs. I'm trying to name it off my heart. We have the magazine booth. You know, they have this new booth where go in that clear mm-hmm. chamber and you take your shots and your images come out like you're in a magazine, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so they're going to be there. Then we have Orbit 360. Dathan Newton, he's also a photographer, so he's there in two spots.
That's marketing, Yuri. So I could show them how I clean up. Yeah. I could say, see, I clean up well. You're going to enjoy this.
So he's going to have his latest 360 booth, but you could take a whole crowd in the booth, you know, before you could just like one person.
Or two people, or
so this booth. Trade show will highlight what is trending in marriage.
What
in
is
marriage.
Trending, yes, in your weddings.
In your wedding.
Yes. And what else we're having. We're even having a higher level band who's mm-hmm. going to be performing so that you can have a high band for your wedding.
Okay. Right. So which date is this?
This is on Sunday, the February 2nd.
Friday is it's a conference and
Sunday
is
right.
the trade show.
Trade show.
And this is for the couples and people who want to get married.
Couples who want to get married.
Now, what if they don't know I want to marry them yet? I could come by myself and start doing
some
reconnaissance.
Somebody, you know, I'm just saying.
I mean, that was my plan. Don't watch nothing.
So people who are planning their own wedding, mm-hmm. right, but want to say, well, I want to have this, but I don't know what they have.
Yeah. Yes.
So they come to this trade show, and then you can see what's all the high.
We have some select. We don't have a whole lot. We have 25 booths.
But 25 booths will be there.
Booths will be there.
Listed on your flyer, there are cake artists, hairstylists,
yes,
planners.
Waisha will be doing their makeup demonstrations as well. So if you want to get a makeover, Erin, you can come. Kali Sounds will be there bringing the music. He does sound. He does lighting. He does cold sparks.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a runway show, too, around from 3 to 4, showcasing the, the attire, the right dress and
Kingsman. So you get to see the clothes in action.
That's right. And then we also have Rhythm and Motion. They're gonna have their model walking around, just doing greetings and photo ops. So it promises to be a very colorful day.
I'm cake artists.
Yes.
What's the most innovative or non-traditional cake you've seen come up from this local space?
Well, you know, Bahamian. Some of us. Like over the top.
Yeah.
You're talking about 6-tier, 8-tier cakes, that kind of thing. You know, and some of them don't even be real, you know, but it's just the presentation. Maybe half may be real, half may be mock, fake. But the look is what you're going for. But a lot of people are you know, having cakes made based on the theme, like, you know, in the shape of figures or mm-hmm. things that they like or that represent the couple. Or
you can really customize,
it to their liking. The cake box will be there, too. She's one of our BBA members.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to be there with her cakes and cake samples and stuff. We also have Pink Sands, you know, the beverage.
Okay.
The Pink Sands, they're going to be there doing sampling and stuff.
Here's a new element. So we had an event, and we had an artist draw at the event. Do you have artists as a part of your BBA inventory of vendors?
We don't have them have it as a part of our membership, but it doesn't mean that they can't. You're talking about like Jamal? The artist.
Yeah, like Jamal, and there's a young lady, she's a part of the HHT clan.
Right.
And so she set up on stage.
Right.
And she, as the event goes on, she creates a live piece of art.
I remember that. Stefan does that too.
Yeah, you mean the legend?
Yeah, Stefan the legend does too. We don't have that, but that's a good idea for the next conference.
Yeah.
And even to include a caricature artist as well.
Yes, right, because, I mean, it fits into the theme, right? The bride is supposed to be the most beautiful person at the wedding. We get that, but we still want to look beautiful as well, right? Yeah. And what a caricature artist does, it kind of reminds you that you ain't supposed to be the most beautiful person at the wedding. Let the bride be the beauty.
Yeah. But that's a great element, too, at any event, too, to have a caricature artist.
Let's talk pricing now.
Pricing.
Because you didn't say if this bridal...
The trade show could be free.
Is it free?
Should it be free?
I mean, it should be free. How are you going to encourage a woman like me to get married if I have to pay? However, I don't think $25 is an unreasonable cost.
So that's the price?
$25 is the cost.
Yeah.
Okay, but we are offering a special, basically, as of today.
Okay.
Okay?
Be very careful what you say next, because I may have to kidnap a man to get a discount.
Well, let's just say... for those who come to the conference, for all of those who come to the conference, automatically will be free.
Okay. So those who attend the conference
will automatically be free.
But for those who are listening and say, man, I want to come to this bridal trade show, that's
$25. Right.
But where is it going to be held?
It's going to be held at British Colonial as well.
Okay.
Right in the same room, Queen Elizabeth Ballroom.
Okay.
And it's going to be from 12 to 4.
Mm-hmm.
All right. 12 to 4.
12 noon.
12 noon to 4 p.m. sharp.
Okay. All right. So if I pay the full $175
then
on the
Friday, you automatically get the trade show free.
Awesome.
Okay.
That's a great deal.
Yeah, that's a great deal. You can't beat that.
So let's walk us through that the trade show day event. What to expect? I'm walking through the door. Let me start over. I'm a bride and groom. I bring my groom to be. I'm a bride. See, I'm going to be a bride. Because, you know, women is encouraged their groom to come.
Mm-hmm.
We walk in through the door. We pay our $25, right? What is it that I'm supposed to expect? What is I supposed to be looking for in terms of I'm planning my wedding? I have some ideas, but I haven't committed to no planner as yet. In fact, I might be paying it out of pocket, but some things I want to happen. Tell me what is it I should be looking for.
Okay, first of all, we're going to have a wedding planner's lounge or booth. So you get to talk to wedding planners to just get a feel as to what services they offer, what they need to do from start to finish. Just a brief idea as to what they're doing. You're also going to walk into the music of higher level band, depending on what time you arrive, because they're only going to be there for a portion of the time. And then if you feel a little bit romantic that day, you can step into the Orbitz 360 and just take a couple shots. Okay, so that's going to be a reminder that you visited the Come for the Romance trade show. And then you're going to walk around. You're going to do some cake sampling at the cake box. So that should give you an idea of what kind of cake you feel like having for your wedding.
You get cake sampling.
You get
cake sampling.
You don't hear the music.
You ain't got no groom sampling.
You don't take your little photo with Dathan at the Orbitz. And then you're going to go over to the right dress. You're going to look to see what you could possibly look good in. And then the same thing you'll do for your fiance, your groom. He'll go over to Kingsman's Collection and see what suit he could wear.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to go over to Couture Designs to see what kind of bouquet and florals you want to have. Mm-hmm. So that's just to give you a brief. I can't tell you all the secrets, but that's just to give you a brief idea. I just want to visualize it,
especially
idea,
as a, you know, as a so bride-to-be.
Just come with your eyes wide open, you know, mind clear.
You don't have a dressmaker named Cinderella, but come see what I look good in. You better obey that dress on me and make me look
I'm
good.
I'm sure
in dot.
Whatever you choose, the right dress can make it work for you.
Mm-hmm. I don't see Aaron in a dress. I see what
just
you're saying.
Because you,
I just don't
you
see
wouldn't
it.
Pay money for the show.
I could pay my $25
you
can wear a dress.
You want Aaron in a pants? You could go to Kingsman's Collection.
Okay.
And they could put her in a pants.
There you go.
Or a suit.
And, yeah, there you go.
I thank you for that.
Yeah.
I thank you very much for that because I think that I could have a suit tailored to still show that I'm a woman, right? Like it's not mm-hmm. to pretend to be a man, mm-hmm. but I could get a suit tailored
yeah.
to accentuate the femininity, but at the same time hold the frame the way
right.
I want to hold
okay.
the frame.
Good. And at this this trade show, I could do all of that and talk
that.
To all these vendors.
It's a one-stop shop, basically.
So what if I...
And we also have, like I said, when you talk to the planners there, they should be able to give you little snippets or little ideas, little nuggets for you to get the ball.
What about money talk, right? Because weddings cost a lot of money. And I need someone to bounce ideas, to give me ideas. Well, if you want all of this, it can cost like around this. And if you want this, it can cost around this.
Yeah.
Will someone be there to
yeah,
talk
we'll
money?
Yeah, we'll give ranges. But we can't talk exact figures now because, you know, of course, you know, we're going to have to book a consult to discuss everything in depth as to what you want.
How unreasonable is it for me to start planning my wedding a year out, 2 years out, in terms of getting a sense of like the money part and what I want, how much would it cost, and so I could figure out how much time I need to prepare for that?
I would say planning is key. Early planning is key.
Yeah.
So
especially for
like
securing
at least a year out, you need to start planning. Uh-huh. Weddings are costly.
Yeah.
If you're getting married at a resort like Bahama, Atlantis, or any of the other hotels, they are costly. So you have to plan.
And popular. You got to secure.
You got to secure the date.
Yeah.
They require, you know, certain deposits. So if you want a particular planner or particular service provider, photographer, the good ones, I mean, they get booked out very early.
Yeah.
So you need to secure with an initial deposit so that, you know, you can safeguard the services.
And deposits are standard now in this industry. Like if I expect to secure this service provider, I need to pay a deposit.
You need to pay a deposit, yes, and you need to sign a contract too.
Yeah. Signing a contract
yes.
is very necessary.
I mean, I know
exactly,
it's not a fire, but I want to know about this.
That's exactly where Raquel Wilson comes in. Mm-hmm. Signing contracts. Because it's not just about securing a deposit. You need to make sure that you have a contract that's binding so mm-hmm. that the services that the provider is providing is in line with what you, the client, want.
Mm-hmm.
So will there be a number of BBA wedding coordinators and professionals there at this trade show that if I want to branch and say, hey, I see you. I want to have a meeting with you separate and apart from this
yes.
trade show.
Yes, that'll be available to you. Because, of course, you don't want to talk business there at the trade show.
Hmm. Yeah,
they'll be able to, you know, lock in a date or
book
know,
a meeting.
Yeah, you know, secure your contact so that they can reach out to yeah. make an appointment or book a consultation.
I like that. I like this, like a one-stop shop, and I don't have to be pressured. I have to make a decision that day, but I can collect one or two different business cards. I come back to you.
Right, and the thing about it is, you'll be at the British Colonial Hotel too. So if they're looking at that venue
you're right
as
there.
A viable option for their event, then they're right there, mm-hmm. and their team is there.
Okay, so give me a time of the trade show again, and. Of course, if I need for Valley Park and I go through the hotel and pay and
yes.
Et cetera, et cetera.
Yes. So the trade show, 12 to 4 on Sunday.
That's 4 hours on a Sunday.
Four
so
hours.
That's after church.
That's after church.
That's after church.
Yeah. So you could even come in your church clothes. That's fine. Mm-hmm. Okay. 12 to 4 at British Colonial. You have Valley Parking. You have a wide array of vendors and service providers who are there to help you get started. as you plan your wedding.
And the vendors are already locked in. I can't be last minute and say, hey, I want to be a vendor.
We already closed off for vendors. We can't take any more vendors. We're at our max.
At the trade show, the 4 hours, will there be food vendors for purchase, food vendors sampling some of their offerings, some of the things that they provide for weddings?
Because it's at British Colonial, we're not able to have outside food vendors doing that.
Okay.
But we do have Pink Sands, the beverage.
The Rattler?
Not the Rattler.
There's a beverage company.
Beverage company that's doing samples, okay?
Oh, that's nice.
Okay. Yeah. So there's, if you want to buy food, of course, the coffee shop is downstairs.
Okay, so
if you want to,
I can have a quick bite.
If you want to make it a day thing, and then the restaurant is there.
All right.
Okay, but in terms of selling food or having food stations, we're not allowed to do that.
No problem.
I'm from the traditional church type wedding background, right? But between the conference and the trade show, will someone be able to give me options to say, well, you don't necessarily have to go to church, but we can plan something here? Like, I always wanted to go have a wedding at the Cloisters, and I didn't know how to arrange to get access to that Ocean Club Cloisters.
Listen, once you contract a certified planner, I mean, there are no limits. They're going to ensure that you have exactly what you want, creating memories.
Listen,
making it an experience.
So what you're telling me is that if I plan in advance, right, that I could have my wedding on one of the rides at the car, because because it may be my theme, right? And because I want a picture of me and the groom on the ride, up in the air with the lights, maybe a couple little fireworks, somebody on the ground, throw a little firework up in the ground with enough time in advance. Are these sorts of things possible?
Yes, they are. If the carnival is here.
Yes. Well, I know it'll have to be at that time of the year.
It would be up to us to then make arrangements with the carnival to facilitate your request.
You use the term certified planner.
Right.
And what do you mean by certified planner?
Certified means you've gone through the necessary training.
Give us the detail. What do you mean by training?
Just like how you go and train and go to school for a degree.
This is a degree for planners?
Yeah, but you call it certification.
But tell me about it. I won't know about that.
There are certifications. I'm not familiar with any certifications that are done locally. Okay, other than there was a time, I think, when Continuing Ed used to do it, and I was one of the lecturers for that particular session. But there are certifications that are offered all over the world, Canada, the U.S., the U.K., and once you would have, let's just say you have an interest in doing wedding planning or event planning, okay, you would go and seek out and take a certification course, mm-hmm. and sometimes it's face-to-face, sometimes it's online,
mm-hmm.
and depending on the organization, at the end, you would have gained your certification once you've completed the necessary
mm-hmm. I was going to say
assignments and tasks and stuff, and then you go from there.
As a concierge, this is some, if I could get a certifications, right, of continuing education, I could put this on my resume. Right, I think that this would be like for young people in tourism, and you're thinking about, well, what does a career in tourism look like versus just a job, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. That's the avenue there. Here's another thing I thought about just quickly. Anecdotally, we hear a lot of stories about guests of weddings complaining that there's a big gap between the wedding and the reception, because the bridal party goes to take pictures, right? Do you have vendors that are prepared to provide experiences for the guests built into the wedding package, right? Mm-hmm. To entertain them in that period between the service and the reception?
Yes, there are different elements. You know, you could use stuff like fire, any type of activity like fire dancing. You have, what else is something I came across the other day, but to answer your question, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. But keep in mind that at some point people are going to get tired of seeing these people, seeing their performances or activities going on.
Yeah.
And they want to either eat or get something to drink, you know, so the whole idea is to manage the time wisely,
mm-hmm.
between the end of the ceremony and the reception.
Yeah. have you, and the orders have to be timely and appropriate.
Yeah.
Right? Like, just a matter of what do you serve wedding guests? Well, you serve them food that doesn't drip.
Yeah.
You've served them food that's easy to eat in the attire that they wear in, right? And just things like that.
Yeah. Some people do serve food and some people just serve drinks. But how long can a beverage hold you?
Yeah, no.
Right. So
That's what I'm saying. Don't leave people for 2 hours, hours.
That's right. That's what I'm saying to you. Time management is important between that period.
Awesome.
Yeah. Because you have some people who are diabetics. They have to eat.
Yeah.
And they may not have brought a snack.
And some people are...
And they will tell you, I'm a diabetic. I need to eat. When are we gonna sit down? Guests tell you that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then there are people who don't normally wear high heels for 4 hours and put on some high heels. They legitimately need to sit down. And how do you accommodate your guests over those periods of time?
Well, sometimes some couples would have a bag with a station with flip-flops.
Jay, the fancy set. I just bring my flip-flop in my bag. Mm-hmm.
But let's do a summary of the two events that is happening this weekend. One is happening on Friday, and one is happening on Sunday. So let's go with Friday. Give us a brief rundown on what's happening, the time, place, money. And then, we move to Sunday again.
Okay. So Friday, come for the romance conference. Mm-hmm. Business segment from 9 to 1. From 1 to 1:30 would be the networking lunch. British Colonial. $175 is the cost for the conference and the lunch. If you want to just do the business segment of the conference, 9 to 1, that would be $125. All right? If you're paying for the $175, I want to direct you through the QR code to the Bahamas Bridal Association platforms. If you're doing the $125, I'm going to share my numbers with you now, my contacts with you now. 456-4920, Leslie Pinder. And 477-14 and write, because I will then need to give you the banking information for the bank transfer. Mm-hmm. Canoe will only process the 175. Mm-hmm. Okay? So that is Friday, the 31st. Doors open at 8:30, Queen Elizabeth Ballroom, British Colonial Hotel. Okay? Mm-hmm. Sunday would be 12 to 4, British Colonial Hotel, Comfort of Man's Trade Show. Lots of surprises and surprises.
I could win free things?
Yes, you could win free
things. Oh, you didn't make a win
have,
free things?
We have gifts. We have stuff from prizes from Warwick, Wild Time.
Can my bride, me and my bride come?
Yeah, you know that new luxury shoe store, Island Souls, Bahamas and Harbor Bay?
Yeah.
We even have a prize from there.
Okay, there you go.
We have prizes all over. Okay. We have gift cards.
Okay.
We have everything.
Nice, I like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Me and my bride could come.
Yeah,
I'm just trying to make sure you say me and my bride.
Hold on, not your wife.
She's my bride.
No.
My wife ain't my bride no more?
No,
she ain't bride. See, that's why I had to ask that question of me and my bride could come.
Y'all are not engaged. Y'all are already married.
I can get married.
Y'all can come and just make it a Sunday outing.
We won't win things, man. Okay, but go ahead.
Come and make it a Sunday outing.
Finish this Sunday. Go ahead with Sunday.
Yeah, so Sunday is, like I said, February 2nd. Prizes, surprises, lots of vendors, 25 to be exact.
Miss, I'm mad too.
High-level band.
I'm mad too. Y'all are giving away prizes and surprises. They ain't giving away one groom. We don't give away brides in the Bahamas. We don't do that there. But grooms, we could give away.
You know what? You could come in a prize, Dash Designer. Uh-huh. Shoes, they have a nice prize.
Okay, good.
You're shopping there.
Me and my bride coming.
She ain't looking.
Sunday.
She ain't
February 2nd, you said.
And guess what? You want a prize? Sunset Cruise. Yeah.
See, I know I can come.
You could snorkel in the night.
So married people can show up.
Married people can show up. Hold on.
What about the bride of the daddy of the groom and bride of the bride?
Yeah, because he paying. Come, bring him.
What you mean snorkel in the night?
Snorkel in the night, you and your boo.
Miss, you wait until 11:59 to tell me I could go snorkeling in the night?
Snorkeling in the night. Seahorse sailing. Was providing us with a sunset cruise.
At night.
You don't have to give away a groom. I could snatch one myself out the water while they snorkeling.
If you're paying for this wedding, come out. Come out to the trade show. Come for the romance, yes. Again, we're speaking to Miss Leslie Pinder, president of the Bahamas Bridal Association. She's having two events. One event's happening on Friday, and the next happening on Sunday. Have a wonderful day. Thank you very much, Leslie.
Thank you so much for having me.
And tell them, don't forget to come for the romance.
Don't forget to come for the romance.